Do you remember?
Oh,
21st
yeah.
21st night, December. Jack December. Actually called that, or September. I'm all fucked up.
Cool, yeah, cool accent.
I've been watching a lot of Kamala Harris things, and she tries different accents all the time. So,
oh, everything you like about her?
Yeah, so I'm good. So I'm just trying that out now.
Yeah.
Does she really try different accents?
Does she say, I'm all fucked up?
No, but there is a very funny video with it. It wasn't like bad lip reading, but they bleeped unnecessary beeps in to make it sound like you're swearing. And there's a video of Barack Obama saying, it's cold outside, but I'm fucked up. But he's saying, I'm fired up. And it's very funny. So that's kind of like what I was almost saying. And yeah. Then I kinda,
those are good. The the lip reading one, too, is pretty
that
good.
Is funny. We should do like a just for an internet clip. Like everybody just takes turns like saying like one 10-second sentence. And then we'll add some bleeps in there to make it like really exciting. I'll start.
That is good. Yeah. Or if you can make it, if you through the editing this podcast, if you could find a way to be like, shit, that would be a really good place to put a beep to give people an Easter egg.
No, I'm going to do it really quick. I'm going to give you just like 1 second or not 1 second, 10 seconds. Man, it's September and I can't believe how the nights are getting shorter and shorter. It's crazy, but I'm so excited for fall. I'm going to add some bleeps in there later for a video clip and see if it sounds better. Dennis, your turn.
All I can think to say is I love my mom.
Is she going to say like you beeped your mom? That's what you wanted to go with?
That's the only thing I could think of. I couldn't get it out of my brain.
Yeah, because you're not giving us much to bleep there. It's I blanked my mom.
Oh, no. Actually, I don't want that to be a clip. How about I...
love my dad.
Hey, I went to the park and I saw a dog and it was a beautiful dog and I petted it.
Perfect. See, Owen.
That's going to be like I sucked the dog and I petted it. That's what it's going to be like.
Okay.
I went to the park and wait, did you just go to the park?
I went to the park and I love my mom.
Oh,
and it's September.
Maybe you're not at the park.
No. Oh, God. I went down at the beach, and I got my
dick sucked?
That's what I'm trying to say, but I can't think of... I was trying to say dick sucked.
What can you say?
It sucked. It's supposed to be clean.
I was going to say my dew sucked, but that doesn't make any sense. I was going to say like the dew on the lawn sucked. And then trying to get it sound like I got my dick sucked.
Why is there a lawn at the beach?
Well, there was a lawn at the park, but I wasn't allowed to say I went to the park. So I switched it up. I'm at the beach now.
What was your sentence, Owen?
Getting my dog. Getting my dogs shipped across the sea.
All right, you're
so what part are we bleeping there? So it sounds like
dog and shipped. No, I'm getting my dick sucked across the sea.
Yeah, but they're not going to hear. No, it sucked.
I like that though. I like that Owen's sentence has things that are worth bleeping. So like, I'm going to bleep around. I'm getting my dick sucked. Like, what worse can you be saying? Hey, I'm at the beach. I'm getting my dick sucked. Bleep, bleep, bleep. like that's the family friendly part of the.
Yeah.
Oh crap!
All right, let's get into the pod.
Oh shit!
I have a topic. I have a topic that Dennis wasn't quite ready to defend, but Dennis was texting us about the MJ Lenderman something or another album song.
Yeah.
How have you been listening to this? It seems like you're really into it. This is an artist you really
like? Yeah, he's like an indie artist. He's kind of like the, they call him the Neil Young of our generation. Just kind of how he sounds and his type of music.
I've listened to a lot of him. I've never heard that comparison. Who's calling him that?
One person said it on the radio okay, once.
That's fair, Thad. If it's someone you don't, yeah, and if it's someone you don't know, that's fine. That's fair.
But then when I listen to him, and I like Neil Young a lot, so when I listen to him, he does sound like him a lot. He doesn't have the best voice, but it's kind of whiny and raw.
What does he look like?
Just imagine what he looks like.
I imagine longer hair. Does he have, I don't think I've ever seen
it's him. Like mid hair, kind of like thinner guy.
I feel like when I picture an indie artist, I kind of picture Suvian Stevens in my head.
I don't even know what he looks like.
It's always just like he cuts his own hair. He looks like
my wife.
he wears whatever thrifty outfit is good for the times. Like there's
he looks like a shaggier Ezra
Koenig.
How do you pronounce that name?
Vampire Weekend.
I just think of Ezra and I'm like, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
We'll skip the last name.
Oh yeah, that's exactly how I'd picture him. And he does look exactly like Suvian Stevens. Just a t-shirt, ratty
he's
t-shirt.
Good, yeah. He's good. I've only listened to the album through like three times. I just kind of randomly listen to it because I don't want to force it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's some good songs in there.
And can I get this straight? So you've randomly listened to the album straight through three times. That's pretty random.
I will put on a song, one of the songs, and then I'll listen to the rest of the album. Is that how, okay. I don't know. Is that how people listen to albums?
No. That's fair. Cause I've done the same thing recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I'll listen to the song only and I'll be like, oh, I should listen to the next song that comes after this. And then I'll listen to the album.
Or Dennis, I did the same thing with, I saw the TV Glow. Like I hated that movie. While I do think it had a lot of redeeming qualities, I think the soundtrack was one of them. And like the artistic vision behind it was great. So I have a lot of complaints about that movie, but the soundtrack, there's no denying the soundtrack was amazing. And I just put that on while I was driving and I put that on from start to finish and it was great.
Yeah.
So.
I want Owen to watch it because oh my God.
Go ahead. Go. Go.
I keep turning on HBO and it's the first thing that comes up, but Kevin, you hated it. Dennis liked it, but a good soundtrack can make a movie.
I want Owen to watch it because I know he'll have really hard opinions about it, I feel like. And
yeah.
I want to hear his take on it.
I don't even want to tell you anything about it. Dennis, you know what it's about, right? Like, it's a metaphor for, like...
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know. When I finished the movie, I had no clue what it was about. When I read about it, yes.
I would love for Owen to watch it without any of our opinions.
Maybe that's his assignment. Can we give it to him?
Yeah. Owen, would you watch that movie? It's short.
Because I've been wanting to, because you both did, and I want to talk about it. So I missed my shot. I should have watched it, because it would have been a good pod topic.
It's all right. It's never too late to take your shot.
That's going to take my shot.
So you watched another movie recently, Long Legs. I don't want you to spoil it for me, because I still want to watch this movie.
Okay.
Can you sell me on it without revealing too much? Or
you want me to sell you on it?
Or tell me that I shouldn't watch it.
How about I'll give you my rating? I'll give you Lisa's rating.
So I'm interested. Yeah.
Okay.
Before we go into that, Kevin, do you know anything about the movie or what it's about? I'm imagining Daddy Long Legs is really the only thing I could think of.
So like
of.
A spider?
Yeah. Or
just I don't think it's
someone like really, really long legs.
90 minutes of just a Daddy Long Legs climbing a wall.
Or there was a David Arquette, I think the actor was, like Eight-Legged Freaks movie that came out. But it's not like that. So I've heard a little bit about this movie. It's not so much horror as it is like a psychological thriller. And I've heard it described as like the Teddy Perkins episode of Atlanta. You know, the episode where like Donald Glover's playing like the Michael Jackson type, who's just kind of like a creepy person who lets somebody into their house. That's what I've heard it's like. That's all I know about it.
So it's Nicolas Cage.
That's the creepiest. That episode is the creepiest like episode of TV I've ever seen.
I mean, and it's
that
so good.
Ostrich egg.
Oof. So good.
It is good.
So before I watched it, what I heard it was like was Silence of the Lambs.
Mm.
And then I saw a picture of Nicolas Cage as Longlegs, which is not a spoiler. You see it like within the first 5 minutes of what he looks like as he's the killer Longlegs. And I think their only reason they're doing that Atlanta reference is because he looks like that. He's like very pale and just like really weird looking. So other than that, I mean, I guess it gives a creepy vibe. So I gave the movie 8 out of 10.
That's good.
That's a very good rating.
Lisa gave it a 3 out of 10.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What's the contrast there? What's
I think it's because near the end I fell asleep for 2 minutes.
Ah.
Dozed off and then was ready to go for the ending of it. But I think the difference was that maybe just the realism. She likes more realistic stuff. And I like more of the symbolic, I guess, is the word, or I don't even know.
That
makes sense. That makes sense. Women do like a real story of crime and murder. They don't want like some like supernatural,
I guess.
Yeah. They want like something. Yeah, something that.
Well, I guess a lot of women do like supernatural though, but this was a different kind where it was like.
I think if there's one realistic thing we can agree upon, that we know what women want, and that like. We're the final word of what they want and what
they like Twilight, but they don't like. I don't know. Continue. No, but I would watch it. It's definitely a movie that a lot of people are talking about, and I think it's different. Like that's what's good about it. It's just a different type of movie.
Okay, so it's kind of like industry.
We don't talk about industry anymore.
It's the movie that everyone's talking about, but no one's watching.
Right.
Is that what they said?
I think so.
I'm not even going to. All I know is the latest episode of Industry was great. I just watched it today.
Oh, God.
Owen, is there anything you've been hating on lately that you want to get off your chest? We're starting a new segment. It's called Owen's Hate. It's not Corner.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot. I hate a lot of things. I actually have a list on my phone that I've been keeping for multiple years that is just a list of things that I hate.
Okay, let's hear the last like two or three.
You have was this like therapist recommended or is this just like
no? I just is like because there's some things that I just want to be like I got to remember that I dislike these things because. I don't know why.
You might accidentally like them in the future, and you just need to
I
like.
I just want to document my feelings on them. I don't know. Maybe it is a little bit of like therapeutic, but I just find it fun. And it's like every once in a while, I go down and read it, and I'm like, oh yeah, I do fucking hate that. It's the worst.
I see Owen at like a party where he's kind of doesn't know a lot of people, where someone's like talking to like I like Hamilton, and Owen would be like, oh, I like Hamilton too, and then he kind of like. Oh, wait, I actually fucking hate Hamilton. And you, like, forget for a second. Yeah.
Or he's like, he's like, oh, I don't know what I think about Hamilton. Let me pull up my phone. Oh, no, I actually hate this shit. Musicals fucking suck.
Yeah. Last time I updated it was April 16th, 2024 at 5:48 p.m. So that update was people that say, thanks for coming to my TED Talk. When they say something like on Instagram where they're rambling about something. Thanks for coming to my TED Talk. You're like, shut the fuck.
So they're like, they're acknowledging that like they went on a spiel and like they're,
yeah. And they think they're like important.
And they're like, that was so funny. Like, yeah. Stupid. New thing also that's coming back is I hate racing shoes. And if you don't know what racing shoes are, like those Puma racing shoes for like F1.
Hmm?
Okay.
I like your Scooby.
So they're these shoes. Puma make. Puma's big on the racing shoes, and I am not a fan of them.
What kind of?
And they're
racing?
Coming. They're coming back. NASCAR.
What are
F1,
they?
They're shoes. They're tennis shoes. They look like tennis shoes. Google they're kind of like normal Puma shoes. They're too pointy. There's not a lot of sole to the bottom of them.
I imagine like bowling shoes for some reason.
It's like the same kind of thing, but bowling shoes look better than racing shoes.
Oh, so they got the big white line on it sort of thing? Almost like wrestling. They look like wrestling shoes.
Hold on. Racing shoes. Let me make
it's
sure.
Like
I
Puma
get this
racing
right.
shoes.
The co- okay. The not the high tops. Not the high top. These are going to be like the more like casual wear racing shoes. These are too. These are too casual.
The
do you just see?
Of, wait, no. The concept of racing shoes is really funny to me because it's like, all right, I'm going to buy running shoes because I like to run. Like or I'm going to buy basketball shoes because you know me and the guys I play basketball with are going to be playing basketball. There's nobody. There's like. There's probably 28 people in the world that are racing. Like there's like nobody else who needs these shoes to be racing in. It's right. cars.
The problem is people are starting to like just wear them. I think I found one option of these shoes. If you look up Puma SF Carbon, this will pull up a lot of.
I just imagine
the types of tennis shoe. They're too pointy. I don't like the way they're rounded at the end.
Oh, those are terrible. Yeah, they look terrible.
They're
yeah.
they are coming
they look like
plasticky
shoes.
Or like
yeah,
oh,
and
hard.
They look like I don't know Italian looking. Like,
they almost
I know
look like
you
dress
see...
shoes that are disguised as like tennis shoes, like someone painted.
I can tell you exactly mm-hmm. what they look like. They look like the shoes you buy with your Peloton. They're like
yeah,
they're
but,
like the
yeah.
biking shoes that like
without
lock
the
into
clip.
The Peloton.
Yeah, they don't have the clips on the bottom. They just have a normal. Soul. So those
and you're
are coming,
seeing people wear these.
They are coming back. They're hot in the streets. They're big in London right now. So watch.
I just
out.
Imagine that you see someone wearing these that you just like despise, and it just kind of ruins it for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and I put this on my hate list before I started seeing them again, and all of a sudden I put it on my hate list. I'm like, are you kidding me? I started seeing them. They're popping up.
It's almost so like it's a like, hate list manifest more.
Yeah, or it's like one of those things where, you know, when you buy a car, you've never seen that car, and then all of a sudden,
yeah.
everyone has that car.
That is so, true, yeah.
My phone died, so the rest of the list is but I can rattle it off. Cause it
anything, this, some of, anything today, like what did you see? You had to see something today that you hated.
Yeah, Bono. That's not...
I hate Bono from U2.
How? Why? Where did he come up?
Dude, he's so self-important. Like,
I don't,
he cares.
Bono doesn't
dude,
come on my radar ever.
Okay, so.
Well, yeah, how did you come across him?
Because he's just kind of like, he pops up into stuff. I don't know. He's like involved in too many. All right, I think this is one of those things where people, like church people are typically bad, or people that donate too much or like money or like, I went to the homeless shelter to feed food. Look at me feeding these people. Bono is that same way, but on a much larger scale. He wrote autobiography on himself. I'm like, that's too much.
What today made you think about Bono?
It was on the hate list. Nothing today. There wasn't anything that happened today that made me spiteful or hateful.
Oh, okay.
So it was good. I was too busy today.
So Bono is just like, he's just like on the perennial hate list. Like he's just always on there. Like it refreshes. Bono is at the top of the list. Okay.
Yeah. Him and Slash. That guitar.
I hate Slash.
Fuck that guy.
Just the way he looks. And I'm like,
he was in town recently and my neighbor went to that
Starbucks
concert.
Guy?
Yeah. My new neighbor. The
anyone
Starbucks
in Seattle is
CEO.
Owen's neighbor. Okay. That's the thing.
My neighbor went and asked if we want to go. I'm like, dude, Slash is on my hate list. Absolutely, I don't want to go. Like, that would be the worst
thing.
Does
Slash
to see.
Wear that hat?
That's the biggest problem. He still has that hair. He has that stupid fucking top hat with his glasses. He's like 70 years old.
Yeah.
I was watching the. did you guys watch the closing ceremony of the Olympics?
A little
that
bit.
That was a long time
it
ago.
It was really corny. So, yeah, it was like a month and a half ago. And like they basically do this whole thing like, oh, the Olympics is in France. Now we're going to take it over to L.A. where the next Olympics are. And they did this whole thing where like Tom Cruise traveled from Paris to L.A. And it was stupid because Tom Cruise is like 75 years old. But it ended with them and on like Manhattan Beach or Santa Monica Beach. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys were dressed exactly the same as they were like 30 years ago, like Flea, yeah. Anthony Kiedis. And then one of the guys had a fucking knee brace on. Like, it was like a giant knee brace. Like, he just got like his ACL torn. And I'm like, you stop pretending like you're young. Like,
yeah.
This just isn't cool. Nobody wants to see you pretending to be yourself 30 years ago.
How much cooler would it be if they were dressed like how our parents dress?
Yes, there, exactly.
Like, with guitars on. Like,
yeah, like your outfit from Kohl's. Like, I want to see, like...
Just
that
like
would that's be better.
What is it though? That's a tough. That is a hard line to draw because you can't go too like shitty, but you can't continue to be who you used to be.
They could find a median there. Like, he doesn't need to be like the one guy didn't need to be shirtless because like he's just not as fit as he was when he was.
And the Red Hot shit. Like, I understand Slash doing it because I feel like he's only known for how he looks, but the Red Hot Chili Peppers are like known for. They're a lot bigger than that, where people would just go to see them for the music, not so much the stage presence and things like that.
And you just can't look past the knee brace. I'm like, hey, man, you can try to look as young as you are, but I know you are in pain up there. Like, stop trying to hide it.
Yeah.
But
do your Kevin, does Megan like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Dennis is Lisa like them?
Not really, no.
I don't think she's ever even had a thought about them.
It's a thing. Like, girls hate, because Kevin Dumont was, like, talking about how he liked
I've never
Red Hot Chili Peppers, and Megan hated them. I'm like, what? How do you hate them? And Sarah's like, I hate the Red Hot Chili Peppers, too. And then I'm realizing that every girl, like, hates the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but most guys are like, I'm a big fan of that.
No, I like come to the scene.
That's too new, right? That's the newer stuff. I like the Under the Bridge. Yeah, that was the better stuff.
Well, that's separate.
No, they're fine. I just
hello.
No,
I don't even.
This sounds wonderful.
All right, let me take you guys to my topic for the day. So
nothing's been going on with you or your family.
I'm not going to get too deep into it. I'll just say that I was in New York City since Monday morning, and it's now Thursday. I got back at around 1 a.m. last night, and I was in the Upper East Side. Have you guys? When's the last time you were in New York City? Oh, and was it your high school trip?
Yeah. Choir trip. I've been wanting to go back. Yeah,
you got to get back.
I know. I'm dying.
It's great.
Fucking dying, Kevin.
He needs the city, man.
Dennis, when was the last time you were in New York City?
2018.
All right, so that's a long time ago, too.
6 years ago, yeah.
I have this vision in my head of New York City where it's just like...
You live there.
I lived there for a year and a half, which in retrospect...
Oh, I thought it was a lot longer than that.
No, it was because I moved there right after college. So it just like was such like a part of my life where it like felt so developmental.
Sure.
Yeah. I think it was a year and a half, but it felt like three or four.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. That's like when I was in Chicago. I was there for 9 months.
Yeah, and like, you
were there 9 months?
Yeah.
I guess time back then went so much slower.
It did. Like
now
it's
like 9 months is fucking nothing. We've been doing this podcast for almost
it's one
year
pregnancy,
and a half.
Yeah. Mm. You've had three of those, Dennis.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, but it did just seem so much more substantial because like I just, but I just remembered everybody in New York being like so cool and young and like fashionable and skinny and like, I went to the Upper East Side and that's where I spent the majority of my time in New York for the last 3 days. And are you familiar with the Upper East Side? Like, or anything about the neighborhoods in New York?
I've heard of it. I hear about it a lot, but I don't know the breakdown of the
neighborhoods. There's the Upper West Side, which is like beautiful moms with strollers. There's like the Lower East Side, which is like hipster. Now
ugly moms with strollers.
Yeah. Now there's like Brooklyn and Queens and everybody has, but like everybody, I was in this Upper East Side for 3 days, just like looking to see like where all these beautiful people are dressing like and what they look like now. And they're all so fucking old. It's like they all moved there like 20 years ago and then didn't leave. And I was just like blown away by like how underwhelming the people in New York were. You might as well have been walking around like the east side of like Cleveland. It was just so
I think you're starry-eyed when you're younger. And yeah, it's just like everyone is a lot cooler than me. Like they're living the life that I want. And then you kind of go there again. You're like, oh, I don't want to live this life. Yeah.
Was that neighborhood known to have like, is that where people after you get like, once you get to your 30s, you move to that neighborhood?
I think
is it the older?
I think it was maybe like 20 to 30 years ago. And now it's like everybody is in Brooklyn. Or it got so dispersed that like I was now in a neighborhood that used to be cool 30 years ago. And I'm like seeing like what it's like to be in that neighborhood, like after it's reached its peak. Cause I'm like, these people, it was just like, they were so normal looking, if not weirder looking than Midwesterners. If I can, they were thinner.
You got a lot of walking that you do in New York City.
But
so
there were also a lot of stupid hats and stupid jeans, and everybody was still
racing. Wait a minute. Yeah. I might have to go to my deep internet corner because it involves New York after your topic.
Go for it.
So.
Go for it. Let's take it to deep internet corner with Dennis.
Okay. And I think this guy's in New York. He might not be. All right. So I've been getting fed this guy on my Instagram. Which I randomly download sometimes, but I'm trying to delete it. Actually, no, this is on TikTok.
Dennis said he's getting off of Instagram like over a week ago because he had a problem where he ran into a piece of shit, and it clearly fucked his mental up because he's like, I gotta get off Instagram. I gotta be a better person. I can't be drinking during the day. So he clearly went through like a little depressive state. But yeah. And he said he was going to get off Instagram, and I've seen him on Instagram, I think potentially more than I've ever seen him there, active liking stuff. And
it does show you when somebody's on Instagram. Is that what you're seeing? Like,
no, I just, there's interactions happening. I don't know what it is, but I see him popping up quite a bit.
You can't change who you are. Dennis.
Well, I had to read down because we're doing like more social media for our work. And so I've redownloaded the apps. Yeah,
and that's another point.
Yeah. So. And so I was back on TikTok scrolling, and this guy kept getting fed to me, and I don't know what makes me like him. And I think Owen might like him. Maybe Kevin too. But this might not be the best thing to share on a podcast, but
let's we'll go for it.
Who gives a shit? No one fucking listens to this thing.
We're 30 minutes in and nobody listens to this thing.
All right, ready? Wait, let me restart it.
Oh, fuck. I haven't heard that song in forever.
So it's just this guy, and there's just millions. He has thousands of videos that he walks like this, okay?
So yeah, he's very New York.
All right, wait. I think I got to share my... I got to share my window.
Sharing TikToks is... It's like doesn't do well over internet. YouTube video. Whoa.
Ooh.
YouTube videos share pretty well.
I like this guy. Like,
but you
like
need
him.
To have it like continuously scrolling. He looks like Turtle from
Entourage. Yeah.
It's just some.
So it's right, just him.
Listeners, some short, fat, like, not that fat, but he's just so short that he's.
He's got good posture. He walks well. Ooh, those chicken fingers look good.
Those looked so good. That dipping sauce he put that in.
Dennis, can you give us a little more context on like what his handle is, just in case anybody wants to look this guy up?
The Tar Love. And basically every single video starts with him walking with his back to the camera, and then he takes a quick look back to the camera like that. I think that's what sells me on it. Watch. He walks, and then he does this quick look.
Oh, yeah. That gives me a little hack.
watch this.
People are so good.
I fucking love that. It's true. I don't know why.
No, it does. It hooks you, and it's like, hey, welcome to my fucking life.
Yeah. And he's like,
oh,
dude,
you're wondering what I'm up to? I'm going to show you right now.
Yeah, come on. Follow me.
Follow me, the Tar Love.
And he's always eating like the shit.
T-A-R-L-O-V.
He's not in terrible shape either. He, you know, he dresses a little.
Just too short. What? That's his. No, he's just too short.
He's not in terrible shape.
I mean, I guess like 4'11".
He's always short. Eating snacks like this.
I like that, like, he's reading gas station a book food on the snacks. Train.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I mean, Jared Leto was in a video with him.
Okay.
I like this guy, Dennis. The Tar Love.
Yeah. I like the vibe. I don't know.
And
I like his look back. I like the whole idea of him. I hate the way he dresses, though. Look at that. He's wearing a studded belt with a black beater on and shitty jeans. So maybe sagging, Kevin, shitty jeans.
Maybe I think I like it because I imagine he's in New York and he looks like this. He basically looks like a guy from some small Midwestern town that, I don't know, just doesn't give a shit about how he looks. But you know he's trying really hard with how he looks.
I was going to say the opposite, Dennis, because I feel the same way. I think he looks like he is in... He definitely looks like he's in New York. And I don't think he's some transplant. I think he is somebody that was born and bred in New York. And I actually have a story about my recent trip to New York about, like, there's just a swagger that people from, like, New York have that it's just like, look, I was born here. You guys all moved here? Fuck you. Like,
yeah.
He's cool. I like him.
Yeah, once you start, you can't stop with this guy.
I kind of want you to keep playing it, but you keep pausing.
I know. So I went to lunch when I was in New York at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon to some pub in the Upper East Side. I don't know how much more I can describe that, but and I was just like sitting there. I got a chicken sandwich, a ground chicken sandwich. So they basically it was weird. It was terrible.
I was going to say, I was about to ask you, is it fried or grilled? But ground is, like a sloppy Joe, but
it was a terrible order. So basically it's like how you make a burger, but they just took like chicken and ground it up and turned it into a patty. But while I was there, I was just like sitting there eating this terrible chicken sandwich. Watching on their TV at this pub was Derek Jeter's last game as a Yankee, or last game in the MLB. And some guys sat down next to me and they were like true and true New Yorkers. You could just tell they just like had a certain swagger level to them. And they sat down next to me and they started talking about the game. And one of the guys was like, hey, holy shit, September 17th. Yeah, New York City. I was at this game. And I was like, I had to chime in. I was like, oh, so like they're playing this because this was Jeter's last game. You were there? And he's like, hell yeah, I was there. And like he was like pulled up a clip from his phone and started showing it to me. And then the guy next to me was just like, he said something to me. He was like, are you from New York? I'm like, no, I'm from Cleveland. He's like, ah, yeah, that's a good team. That's a good team. And and he just kept saying, this is a good era of baseball. This is a good era of baseball.
What was that, 5 years ago?
It must have been 10 years ago. But I just to be in a conversation with that guy was so cool to me. I just was like, yeah, this guy thinks I'm a real New Yorker, or at least worthy of conversation with a real New Yorker. Yeah,
that had to have made your day / life when you're like, oh shit, he thought I was from here too. I must be fitting in. That's good news.
It was, because it's just like they're from the epicenter of cool and they were born into it. Like they weren't like, they didn't have to show up and like fake it. It's just like that is where cool comes from. It's where culture comes from. Yeah, it was sick. You guys have anything else you want to talk about?
Did you? I had notes on my phone and my phone died.
So no, I'm the
worst of doing this podcast with topics.
No, I was just joking. I can carry this along. Owen, so we have heard about New York culture. Now I want to hear about Washington State culture. You went to the Washington State Fair in the Pacific Northwest. What the fuck was that like?
Like any other state fair, in my opinion, the creatures came out. There's a lot of just the weirdest things I saw were there's like people wearing shirts that are like very inappropriate for young kids, but they had young kids.
Oh yeah, I love those.
That is like, so state fair.
Like it said, got a problem? Stop fucking looking at me then or something. I'm like, who buys that shirt?
And you were looking at her, and you were judging her.
That is so true. Maybe she seemed like a nice lady, though. So I didn't understand that one. And then another guy with like young kids. He was wearing a pot T-shirt with like weed leaves smoking joints that said no days off. So this guy's promoting that he smokes weed every single day, doesn't take a day off, and he has to put it, like, posterize that and let everyone know that he's like, dude, I fucking smoke so much weed.
It's so weird. This comes out at a state fair, and like, this is like their best shirt. Like, this is like their, like, dude, I'm going to the Met Gala.
I envy these people because they don't give one fuck. There wasn't even a thought across this guy's mind. Like, if I wear the shirt, other people are going to look at it. They're going to read it. And they're going to be like, oh, wait, you're a dad. Like, blah, 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 blah. No, this guy's waking up. He's putting on a shirt. Doesn't even
he's
fucking
smoking
know.
A joint first.
Yeah.
First, he's
he doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Yeah. God. And the carnies are the
worst.
Oh,
I was going to ask, are the carnies different than, like, the Ohio carnies? The Ohio carnies kind of look like they're on meth.
Ohio carnies are like ragged looking. These carnies seemed a little bit more put together, but I think it's because this fair is huge. It was massive. Like, it was, I don't know how to explain it. They had every ride you could think of. They had two of those, like, rotating gravity rides.
Oh,
where
Gravitrons. Did you go on it? Did you go in it?
No, Jack went on.
That shit's awesome.
It's such a fucking ripoff. It was so much money for just,
you go,
like,
wristband or ticket.
No, dude, they don't do wristbands. That's what I was like. Why don't they do unlimited ride wristbands?
Pay to play, Dennis. Pay to play.
Dude, and every ride they say you need two people to join on this one. So I was like, Buddy was terrified to go on the rides. Jack really wanted to go, and I'm like, I don't want you to take the tickets away from Buddy. And then,
What'd you do? Each
ride, well, I went on one with Jack, and I was trying to convince Buddy. I was like, it's not that scary. You'd be fine. I went on there, and I was like fucking freaking out a little bit.
It's scary in the sense that they are not well-maintained.
Dude, I got a picture of what it looked like. I got on there. There's, like, the part where the seat attaches to the actual arm of the, like, the ride. Missing screws, like, big pieces missing off of it, like, bad weld jobs. I'm like, this thing is gonna fucking fly off. There was a point where I felt like I was gonna slide under the seat, so it was a little terrifying. But the carnies, we were trying to play that squirt gun game where you just, like, squirt
shoot it in the middle of the target and then it goes up. Yeah,
there's like five people, and he's like, all right, all we need is 10 more people. 10 more people gets you the bigger thing. And then you get like five more people. He's like, okay. Or no, he'd say, two more people gets you this size. We get two more people. He's like, all right, I just need four more people. And he just kept going until every seat was filled. And I'd be like, just fucking play the game. No one cares what the prize is. And then it ended up being the big snake, that really long.
Yeah, snake. I can picture that you wear around the entire rest of the day. It's a little bit of a multi-level marketing scheme. I never realized that until now.
And the food, how expensive and how bad it is.
Oh, yeah.
So people at work were telling me about this place called Earthquake Burger, which is like a half-pound burger, and it's like this big. So, and it's that with cheese and onion. Everyone's like, it's so good. I went and got it. It was the fucking most boring cheeseburger I've ever had in my entire life, and two of them cost me $57.
What?
Yeah, it was two of those and two waters. Sorry, that $57. And then
holy
the tickets
shit.
Were like $100 for just the tickets for rides, for like four or five rides and a couple of games, and then $40 to get in. So
I hope, like, that type
$200 for like literally nothing. Buddy had a terrible time. It was
wild. Like, yeah, what was the peak? Was there anything that made it worth the money?
Leaving.
Oh no!
Did you get a funnel cake?
No, I did. I didn't. I didn't get any. They are, but I just didn't want to feel like shit.
It's almost like, Dennis, I'll say this to you, Dennis.
Always got lemonade.
It's almost like going to a state fair is almost like going to a casino. You're just like, I need to get this over with. Like, I just need to, like, pay my $100 just to remember that, like, this ain't it, sweetie.
But
like,
I guess the worst is the state fair, especially when you're our age. Because I take my kids to the city home days, whatever, which is smaller, a lot smaller version of that. There's no, once you're older, it's like, there's no upside. It's just like money, 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 money. Dude,
yeah, it was crazy. It's crazy.
At least casino, you're like, oh, money. I could win a lot of money. I'm getting free drinks.
Yeah, to enjoy the money. Fun. Yeah.
I just don't get how all those people at this fair afforded it. Like, they're the dumpiest people.
And this is
like
their vacation, man.
That's true. This is like,
this is, they're going out. This isn't
cruise.
Like, we need something to do. This is like, this is all we're doing this
is
year.
Epicenter.
Oh, and yeah. As the day went on, the people got worse and worse. And I'm like, I start getting anxious. It's like, I can't be around these type of people anymore.
Yeah.
And all the toilets, you know, I'm a pee shy guy. And the toilets there, they were all troughs. So I walked in and I was like, nope. I am not.
Oh, they didn't have any porta potties. They just had.
No. And then if you wanted to get in the stall, you're waiting like hours. So, and I'd say, dude, I am not kidding. Jack,
how'd you pee?
We left and then I held it in. Peed at home in the toilet.
All right. I'm going to transition.
Like a good boy.
Dennis.
Do you sit or stand?
Dennis, tell us what it's like the opposite country club culture in Ohio. So we've heard about the worst of culture. Tell us what it's like to be. Tell us what it's like to have made it and to go to a country club in Ohio.
Wait, are you back in one? I think you grew up going to one. You belong to a country club again?
No, I don't belong to one.
Oh.
My dad does. So, and my brother-in-law, same one. So I actually played in a golf tournament today. I played 27 holes.
That's a lot of holes.
Yeah.
You must be exhausted.
And I've been up since 4. But hey, anything for the pod.
Holy shit.
I'll do.
Thank you, Dennis.
All right. So, yeah, it was a tournament. So you played nine. It was me and my dad as a team. You played 9 holes as a scramble, 9 holes as a best ball, and then 9 holes as a Chapman, which a Chapman is basically you alternate shots, which is like the hardest fucking thing to do because you only get one shot and you have to alternate with the person. But it was at my dad's country club, and it's just, I don't know, near the end of it, I'm like, this is not for me at all. I cannot do this country club thing because it reminds me of a fraternity and everyone's just like, hey, fucker, I heard you fucking suck or something like that. And it's like risen people and like some people are totally fucked up. Like,
did you just say riz?
Yeah, did you just say risen people? Rizzing is when you're trying to riz a girl up.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So you're dead. All right, so it's just a big gay boy club. Guys are rizzing up other guys.
In the bathroom, there's a trough. Get to see each other's dicks, and we all look for the smallest because that's what we
honestly
do.
Honestly, Dennis, the way you said it, though, it's just like there's so many. That sounds so complicated just to play golf. Like, I just want to go out there and, like, you know,
it makes it fun.
Was it fun to, like, play all those games?
Yeah, it was, because we were actually doing really well until, like, the end, and I was just running out of steam after 18 holes. You eat lunch after 18 holes, and then you play 9 more, and I was just, like, dead after that. But, yeah, it's a lot of people that... It seems like just a lot of people that are rich that love to just get fucking wasted. At least this country club.
Sounds kind of great to me.
All right.
But I get that it is a grown-up fraternity.
Yeah.
That is
There's no doubt
it
about
is.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were people dressed like?
Golf shirts.
There's just a guy that had a no days off shirt with weed leaves smoking.
No. I mean, just normal golf guys, I guess, like a step up from a public course. I mean, this country club is the cheapest one to get into, like in the
Which
area.
Which one is it? Lakewood?
Avon Oaks. It's still expensive. I think it's like $6,000 a year, and then it's like $15,000 to enter. But yeah, it's just near the end. I don't know. I just didn't like, it's just young guys hanging out with old guys, and like, I didn't like the vibe there. And
it's like a Diddy party.
It is funny. Oh, yeah. We'll get there, Owen. It is funny, though, because you're right. Like, it's like a fraternity. And right now, you're what, Dennis? 33 years old? Going on 34?
Yes.
Holy shit. It is. You guys are both almost 34 now.
Yeah.
And your dad's what, 65?
Yes.
And it is almost like a fraternity in the sense that, like,
60s,
you're the freshman at that country club, and he's the senior.
And it's like they all like think they're the funniest fucking guy, and you have to like fake laugh at a lot of stuff because it's like,
yeah,
hey, your dad likes to give me massages, and it's like, what? He could be gay? What?
Not my dad. That is interesting because, yeah, I think it is. I think you summed it up. I think it is just a fraternity. It's like, it's, hey, I have to kind of buy my friends still at like,
yeah, exactly.
65 years old.
And those, sorry, Kevin, I fucked that up. You should have kept going. But I was going to say, it's like the, you were going, sorry.
Keep talking about it.
I had nothing else to say.
Kevin, you gave a face after that.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Keep going.
Ugh. It's like sports people that are really into that, like played professional or college. They like there was no part of their life where they had to try harder. They were just always good at sports, so they didn't have to like work at being funny or like entertaining.
Ah, true, true, true.
So a lot of those people, like the sports jokes people that think they're funny, are like, dude, you're not funny at all.
No,
they all have the same jokes.
Same bag of tricks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think everyone's just playing a character there. That's what I don't like. Everyone's there, like, you know, they go home and the guy's like not talking to anyone, probably just like doesn't talk to his wife. But at the country mm-hmm. club, he's like, hey, fuckface, heard you bogeyed all. It's like, that's his fucking life.
This is making me like anxious because I'm putting myself in this
situation.
Yeah.
And you're like,
it sounds terrible.
That's sad. Owen, tell us about Diddy.
Did What'd you do to him, Owen?
Did he?
You're behind
did
this?
Did he do it? Or did he not? Did he not do it?
Or to not to be?
Dude, he's in trouble. He's in big trouble.
He's in big trouble.
Can you give me a quick synopsis?
Okay, so yeah, Diddy got arrested for who knows what. I mean. He's in trouble. All I know is that he had some
no details
here. He had some weird sex things going on, and a lot of baby oil I hear.
There's been a lot of Dennis. I'll say this: there's been a lot of gay parties circulating. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think only just that. It's just like the people that were forced to do stuff.
Yeah,
when they didn't want to, and a lot of initiation type stuff was going on where they're like, you have to. You have to do it. Mm-hmm. I like the funniest part is about Meek Mill. Someone said something about Meek Mill was in a pool at a Diddy party, cooling his ass cheeks off.
Wait, really?
I find it very funny though.
There's court documents that came out that basically proved that Diddy had sex with Meek Mill.
That's insane because I listened to Owen after you like said you wanted to talk about Diddy. Diddy, what a stupid name to have to reference.
Yeah, and also
just like, say Puff Daddy.
Diddler. Yeah. Like you changed your name to Diddy and you're just a diddler. It's a bad name.
Let's keep this professional. Puff Daddy. There was like a whole I was watching this news segment on News Nation with they were interviewing Suge Knight and they were talking about like they were interviewing him about Puff Daddy and he was just like, hey, like it all comes down to the Cat Williams thing. Like he was like, look, if you want to be successful in this industry, you have to do certain things. And he just did what was done to him. And it sucks. It just sucks to learn that like in order to be that level of fame, you just have to play some disgusting, sick, perverted game.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, you don't. It's just you had a handful of guys that were making that the fact, and that's what made it that case. So that part sucks. But it's crazy that Cat Williams, just like, everyone's catching hell in 2024. He's like, I don't care if you're Diddy. And it's like, shit, he actually called him out.
My God, what did you guys think about the Shannon Sharp thing? Remember how I called him gay in the podcast?
I do.
Oh, yeah, but wasn't he have sex with a girl?
Yeah, they accidentally caught it on camera.
Oh, is that what... Oh, Kevin, I like your little theory that he's like, I got to prove to people that I'm straight.
It was catching heat. So yeah, they
oh shit.
Oh, you could keep plan of that? To like,
yeah.
Oh, what? How beard? How many times have you accidentally gotten caught on camera while having sex, Dennis?
Not many.
Yeah. You can count it on two
hands.
On
a camera setup, she knows it's on.
You can count it on two hands, the amount of times that you've been caught.
Kevin, get out of my room.
Yeah. Totally, though. Like, it's just...
Oh, crap. That's good. That's good. True, did you think though. That... Did you find that out yourself, or did someone else point that out?
No, I'm smart.
You are smart, dude. Yeah. That's really good. I'm proud of you.
He was good just job. Like... He had a lot of heat coming towards him because, like, there was a lot of allegations towards him being gay, and then he's like, oh, I need to accidentally get caught on camera having sex
with
a female.
Did you guys listen to it, that?
It was terrible. It was disgusting.
And he's, like, talking to him. He's like, you like that dick? And he's like... He's like, yeah, I love women only.
I would never do a show with a butt.
A nice juicy butt. No way that would be in this bedroom.
Not me.
That's good.
All right. Can you guys give me your fall favorites? What are you guys most excited for this fall? I'll start. Nosferatu. I'm fucking ready for it. Christmas
What's
Day.
That?
Oh, yeah.
What's that? It sounds good.
It's so I didn't watch The Lighthouse, and I'm actually like vehemently opposed to watching The Lighthouse. Dennis, you kind of watched it.
I started it once, and I could tell that my mood wasn't ready for it because I knew it was going to be a movie where you have to be like in the right mood for it.
So the same guy who did that movie, like I couldn't be any less interested in that movie. But he did this, he's doing this Nosferatu movie, which is like a historical, like vampire style movie. And
it's
I'm
one
like,
of the first movies.
Yeah. Okay. And it comes out on Christmas Day. And I'm like, that sounds so cool. Just like on Christmas Day, going to see some like really kind of dark, like noir vampire movie. I'm in on it. I'm excited for it. That's all I had.
I'm excited for. From season 3, me and Dennis both already watched the new episode. Kevin,
oh
have
shit,
you, did
no,
you watch
never,
it?
Yet? I've watched some From with Megan.
That show's so good.
Kevin, you're right on your theory where season 3 is where they hit their stride. I could already tell, like this show knows who it is, and this is the season that's going to be the
season
breakout
one,
season.
Episode 1 was like, oh fuck, that was an intense episode. It was good.
Season 3 is real because
There's
this thing called the rule of threes where it's like you test something, you test something else. And then when you get to the third, it's a pattern. So it's like that's when they figure out what works. So it's like, OK, so season 1 did this, season 2 did this. Let's combine those two and see what season 3 is going to do.
And then I got a couple things I'm excited about. Show Penguin.
It's like Sopranos but like with a way more, and I've only watched like one episode of Sopranos, but it's like this gangster thing where this guy is so like such a beta, but he just wants everybody to like him. It's so good. I can't
it's so
explain
good. You
it.
You feel for him. Like, yeah. Oh, shit.
I'm
I
watching
get it,
it
man.
As soon You're as we're little... done potting.
Yeah. It's so good. So I think episode 2 comes out. Wait, is episode
it's,
2?
It's happening
I thought
right
it's
now,
on
Owen.
Sunday. I thought that they
were. No, Thursday.
Sure. I think they released the first one on Thursday to get people pumped about it. They had the industry finale last week Sunday, so they got some buzz. Then I think it's taking the industry
there's
slot
more,
on Sundays.
There's more industry to come, don't you?
Oh, I thought it was the finale.
No, there's still more to come. Dennis,
season finale?
So,
no,
it's so good. The Penguin is seriously so good.
I'm excited. I did see a scene from it, and it made me like it.
And it's just set in the world of Gotham, which makes it like 10 times cooler. Like Gotham with no Batman, it's sick.
It's very.
I almost feel like that's the part that makes me not want to watch it. Is that it's set in Gotham? If it was like Penguin, but
Dennis, I'm flicking you off. Can you see this?
That's your number one finger. Is it?
It is hard to tell.
That's the bird.
That's the dirty bird. It's good. Dennis, is there anything you're excited about?
Yeah.
And great pick. I'm pumped about it too. It was so really good.
It's on my watch list.
I'm excited to hear what you have to say about it.
So I know I won't see this movie in theaters, but I really wish I could and had the time to do it. Is the Megalopolis. Have you guys heard about this?
Oh, yeah, I have heard about movie? It.
I don't know what it is.
So the guy that directed Francis Ford Coppola. Coppola or Coppola?
Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
The Coppola.
The Coppola. Count Coppola.
Count Chocula.
I love Coppola.
He directed The Godfather.
Never heard of it.
What's the other movie he directed that's big? The Vietnam movie.
Apocalypse
Now. The Stepdad.
And he has a wine, Owen.
Okay.
And his daughter used to date the lead singer of the band Phoenix.
Sophia Coppola.
Get the fuck out of
here. Sophia Coppola.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard that name.
Yeah, she directed Lost in Translation.
Haven't heard that one.
So your answer is you're excited for Lost in Translation?
No, the movie Megalopolis.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So he financed this movie himself. So he spent like, I think, $100 million of like his own money, basically, to make this movie. It's getting like not great reviews from critics, but it has like all this weird shit in it. Like if you go to the movie theater, there are certain showings where an audience will participate.
Oh, fuck yeah.
In the movie. And so Adam Driver is the main character. And so he's like talking to the audience member in it. And so it's just like it seems like a very abstract type of movie.
Honestly, Dennis, I love it because I believe that there is, I mean, the more I watch fucking, you know, the show industry that I love, the more I haven't heard anyone
talk about it and everyone's watching it. Yeah.
You guys are the only two. You guys are the only two. The fucking press controls the narrative. So like, if the press isn't on board with Megalopolis, like everybody else isn't. But like, there are probably so many good things that, like, you know what? Maybe the press didn't get their little paycheck to say they like it. So yeah,
it's funny you said that because they released a trailer and it had like bad reviews for like The Godfather, bad reviews for Apocalypse Now, and then they said like it doesn't matter about the reviews and basically go see the movie. But I think the whole movie is like a fuck you to Hollywood Studios, where this guy just had total control because he had so much money that he just got to do whatever he wanted.
Let's fucking who knows?
I bet the movie's I think it'd be sweet to see it in theaters. I don't know how great it'll be at home, but
yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. And then the other quick thing, I just forgot what it was. Oh yeah. On October 2nd, about a mile away from me, two people were killed sitting on a bench.
Oh, right. Jesus Christ. You're looking forward
like,
to this?
This is like 4 years ago. And so it's in the Metro Parks. So it's exactly a mile away from my house. Just randomly, they were sitting on a bench and someone came up and shot them behind the head. And no one knows who did it. And it's like a big thing around here. There's like signs like, who were you here at 5:07 on Thursday? Whatever. Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix. It's going to be on there.
Ooh. Oh, no way.
Yeah. Ooh. So it's Fairview Park.
Let's basically fucking go.
Hey, remind me when that pops up, because I'd love to watch that.
Do you guys ever watch those?
I have watched Mysteries. The one that's people disappear and shit. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Good for you, Dennis. That's amazing.
I know. I'm so happy.
Yeah. So you get your. This is the first time that, you know, you're going to be in the limelight. You did it.
Bonjour, je suis le grand musicien.
Je suis la jeune fille.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram, and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah.
That's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there any...
Go.
Yeah, if you're you're listening,
just cut
now.
What I said and put it on there. Method. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, and new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.